Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Naperville was hit by vandals following a peaceful protest in downtown Naperville last night. Let's go live to that west suburb now for a detailed update from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
A number of Naperville businesses had had their windows boarded up ahead of last night's protest. That was after the mayor had declared a state of emergency during the afternoon. After the demonstration, however, the windows to a number of businesses were smashed, and apparent looting happened at least a couple of them. They included Pandora, the jewelry store, and Gap. Last night's protest broke up when someone threw a firework, but police say that's when people scattered throughout downtown, and that's also when people started carrying out some of the vandalism. This morning, some people have already begun showing up to sweep up some of the glass that's here along Main Street. Live in Naperville, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two people were killed after someone opened fire and a crowd gathered near 50th and Cermak in Cicero around 4 p.m. yesterday. Looting in the west suburb also led to more than 60 arrests. Three people arrested in the shooting were described as outside agitators by Cicero spokesman Ray Hanania. Aurora Mayor Richard Urban says the damage done in the city during Sunday night's violence is significant.
With all the fire damage and the damage to the property, and we're up close to about $3 million in damage to the city of Aurora.
He adds, quote, "We will not put up with the BS and foolishness, and we won't put up with outsiders coming in and wreaking havoc." He says the city will prosecute those people to the fullest extent of the law. 17 people have been arrested so far in Aurora. Thousands marched through Chicago's Lakeview and Uptown neighborhoods last night.
Powerful, harmonious, kind, and even smart. That's how Justice Ford describes the protest she and thousands of others participated in Uptown. The Southsider says she plans to take to the streets again.
There's so much more that we can do than just this, you know, than just disrupting traffic, than just, you know, disrupting, you know, the streets. And I think that there are not enough conversations happening. There are not enough people talking. There are not enough people checking, you know, the racism around them.
She was one of many protesters we spoke to who was eager to get home before any violence may have occurred, making sure their peaceful demonstrations weren't lumped in with bad actors. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says it's too soon to say if Chicago will move to phase three of the city's COVID-19 recovery plans this week, as earlier planned.
This Wednesday is when Chicago is scheduled to move to the next phase of recovery, with offices and more retail stores reopening and restaurants would be allowed outdoor dining only. But that was planned before the big demonstrations over George Floyd's police killing in Minnesota gave way to violence and looting. And now Mayor Lightfoot says concerns about coronavirus and about damage to businesses make it an open question.
For many of those people, all of that effort, all of those resources were reduced to kindling or went down in flames. So we need to continue our outreach to our neighbors and to residents across the city to understand the magnitude of the impact. And then, and only then, can we make a determination about whether we're ready on Wednesday.
By definition, we'll know soon. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Public Schools will resume their meal program today.
CPS CEO Janice Jackson says her decision to cancel grab-and-go lunches at meal sites was due to the violence and looting in the city, not safe for parents or staff. But Jackson says, "We know our meal sites serve as a critical community resource, and we're ready to resume this essential service for our families following an assessment of ongoing activities." Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
An Illinois man is facing federal charges after he allegedly said he was going to Minneapolis to riot. FBI documents indicate 28-year-old Matthew Rupert of Galesburg in Western Illinois posted videos to his Facebook page last week that showed him in Minneapolis handing out explosives to others. Officials around the country, including Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, say there's evidence outsiders caused at least some of the violence here in recent days.
That's the WBBM All Local. Update
updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.